and Michael Robinson in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm watching this video of a Florida State fan getting kicked out of Jimbo Fisher's radio show. I guess there's a segment of Q&As, and the guy stands up, grabs the microphone, kind of gives an elongated answer, and then like starts getting on Fisher about where's the loyalty. He obviously up for the Texas A&M job and not talking about it. Interesting video. We'll post it at foxsportsrichmond.com. Uncomfortable for 1,000, Alex. John Lazor, voice of the Hokies. You host a coach's show. Have you ever had an uncomfortable moment at a coach's show?
No, and that's why we don't take questions, Wes.
I was going to say, this is something that started dying off about 10 years ago, so I'm kind of wondering what they're thinking in Tallahassee, especially considering the climate.
Yeah, I just don't see the win in it. You know, I mean, we take questions submitted, obviously, on the website. These days through digital media or social media, not too hard to get the questions from fans, and that way you can filter them out. But when you take them by phone or even worse in person, there's not a whole lot of filter you can put on them. And unfortunately, while 99.9% of fan bases are sensible and understand that coaches are human beings that don't need to be ridiculed like that on the spot, unfortunately, there is that 0.01% that isn't. And obviously, that was what you saw there.
As our mothers would tell us, the bad apple ruining it for the bunch. He's a good apple. He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Callan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. I want to ask you about basketball, but let's wrap up the football season. I know we're going back to last Friday. And the way that it ended, 9 wins. We've been asking this question. It's been a running poll question. More impressive to you, Lays, the coaching staff getting 9 wins last year in their first year, or how they got 9 wins this year in Blacksburg?
Oh, I think it's this year without question, just because of all the pieces that you lost. I think the impressive part of last year was how quickly Justin Fuente got the senior class to buy into what they were doing, and also how quickly Jerrod Evans synced with some of the playmakers that you still had on this team, because the defense probably wasn't at the level that it was this year, but you still had most of those primary pieces in place and probably even a little bit more depth on the defensive line. And this year, when you're talking about a redshirt freshman quarterback who really doesn't have as high a physical skill set as Jerrod Evans did, and you lose all the playmakers that you had on the outside, and you also lose your leader in Sam Rogers in terms of that sense and just the protection sense, I think this year was much more impressive. Plus, you had a tougher schedule this year, opening with West Virginia and then having Clemson on your schedule and Miami getting stronger. So I think that this season will be looked at as the Hokies basically winning all the games that they could, save for Georgia Tech would be the one complaint that people would have. But as I've said before, if Justin Fuente and this team win a bowl and get to 10 wins again with what they've had to break in and work with, there should be some sort of Fuente-themed parade.
You mentioned the bowl. I don't know about parade, but there will be a bowl game. Any idea?
We have lots of parades. It's pretty easy here, Wes. We have one street, so we just get everybody in a line, and boom.
Is it a walking or is it a riding parade?
My first year here, I was living on the second floor at Clay Court, and it's a little bit of both, as most parades are. And I came out onto my patio in the morning, and there was someone right there riding on top of a float, waving, and I almost shook hands with him, surprised by that parade. They pop up sometimes.
I can't believe you're actually serious, but you are. He's John Lazor.
I am. Terrifying.
Any idea of what bowl game the Hokies could be headed to? It seems like there's headed somewhere in Florida. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, you know, you've gotten to the point where you're no longer just widely speculating. I think it's probably between either the Camping World in Orlando or the Tax Slayer in Jacksonville, as Mike Barber wrote yesterday. Same information that we have. It's just waiting to see where some of the pieces fall in terms of who takes those spots. Notre Dame kind of being the X factor where they wind up. I think they're going to wind up in the Citrus Bowl, which I think will send the Hokies to the Camping World. I know a lot of people think they're heading to the Tax Slayer, and I wouldn't be shocked by that either. But Camping World, for whatever odd reason, Wes, is where I've seen the Hokies going for about the last 6 weeks or so, and I'm sticking to that. I think that's where they wind up.
I am a voter for the Dudley Award. You have Tremaine Edmonds up for both the Buckus. He's a Buckus finalist. He's up for the Dudley Award, the outstanding player in the FBS or the FCS of Virginia. Not that you will sway my vote, but if I gave you the form to present Tremaine Edmonds for the Dudley Award, what would be your case?
Well, he's by far and away the best football player in the state, and it's not close. Is that enough? He's going to be a first-round NFL draft pick, whether that's this year or next year, and that's because he's a dual linebacker in the fact that he's big enough, physical enough, and fast enough to play the run game, but he's also all of those things in order to play the pass game. And we saw that on back-to-back-to-back plays in that Virginia game right off the bat. His intelligence level at that linebacker position has basically made him, although he doesn't play the middle linebacker spot, somebody that's probably capable of doing it, and he's an absolute physical freak. So I know some other folks in the state have impressive statistics, but none of them are at the caliber athletically of Tremaine, and again, it's not close.
Now, I was saying earlier this week that Buckus Award, they should just give him the tape from last Friday. Just send that over, and that might be able enough to seal the deal. He was spectacular. I mean, he was, and to watch at ground level, to be lucky enough to do that, but just to watch him in general, that man was absolutely everywhere last Friday at Scott Stadium.
Yeah, as I said, you wouldn't have to splice the tape. There was a series where you could just play it first through third down. And like I said, in one play, he's covering Alamide Zaccheaus. On the next one, he's tracking the quarterback into the backfield. And on the next, he's setting the edge and stopping the run. So, I think his tape speaks for itself. But if it doesn't, yeah, he's probably, as Mike Burnup has said, he has the potential, if he plays one more year here, to be the greatest linebacker in Virginia Tech history. And that's saying something.
Yeah, that is saying something. John Lazor, we will find out the Dudley Award next Sunday. We'll find out where the Hokies go bowling this Sunday. But beforehand, from Oxford, Mississippi, you'll hear John Lazor calling some basketball. Hokies at Ole Miss, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Lays, we'll talk some more hoops next week. Appreciate the time as always, buddy.
You got it, my man.
John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you each and every week, usually on a Wednesday. Move some stuff around here because of the late Tuesday night win over Iowa. John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.